This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. My guest today is an old colleague. He's Stuart Tompk. He's a recognized authority on dietary supplements. Previously, in his previous incarnation, we've talked to him about fish oil. He always seems to be in the right place at the right time. He was there when we had the omega-3 revolution. We talked to him about that in his previous work at Nordic Naturals. And, you know, kind of risky career move, Stuart. You know, people said, you know, what's up with Stuart? He's getting into hemp? Really? I mean, he had such a great gig with fish oil, a, you know, very established and successful company, Nordic Naturals, and he jumped into the hemp industry. Well, he's landed on his feet because he is now doing work as vice president for CV Sciences. It's, I believe CV Sciences is, if not the leading company in consumer CBD products, it's right up there, is it not?
Yes, it's one of the top companies. We're neck and neck, and so it makes it really exciting. And I just you made me smile with your introduction there again, because I was remembering how embarrassed I was. We have some mutual friends and people in the media world, and I won't mention names, but someone was so concerned about the risk I was putting my family in. That loves me, that thought, you know, this is crazy. And all I was fast. I saw a tidal wave coming. I've spent my life in the dietary supplement industry, and I was fast. And the good news is I linked up.
Well, you were very prescient. You really were very prescient, because you made that move like five years ago, I think it was around then.
It was.
And that was before
5 years ago.
Very few people knew about CBD then. And, you saw the incoming tsunami. And you got your surfboard and you jumped on, and now you're riding a big wave.
I knew that you and I would be talking about this and others, because that the rigor would end up like everything else, that it would start in one place and then the wave, then you got to grow with it. Mm-hmm. And the whole market is changing. And when I was in charge of messaging and education at Nordic Naturals, we had some fun fights, because they told me people were getting dumber. And I said, you're wrong. I'm watching them with these mobile devices in their hands. And we're close to quantum supremacy. You have no idea what's happening. And there's a nice, interesting connection between, you know, your people on the ground and the ivory tower. Mm-hmm. And so in any case, I decided when I saw this coming, I'm going to go to where the bleeding edge is. And not only has this become what it looks like it is, a big deal, what I want to share next is I believe the entire market, every customer, everyone is getting smarter and evolving, and that we are getting more intelligent for intelligent medicine. Here's what I mean by that. We polled 1,500 of our customers and other customers in the dietary supplement space, a market research that no one has. And the key takeaway from our respondents, now these are people that not all take a CBD, some do, they take dietary supplements. This was 1,500 respondents. We used a giant firm, so this was great research, cost a fortune. Listen to this. The healthcare system isn't working for them.
Duh.
Our respondent pool sees MDs rather than alternative practitioners, mm-hmm. but has issues with the American medical system and are open to or already believe in alternative medicine. Top concern, rising medical costs and no economic safety net if you really get sick. All believe that the demands of the modern world require new health solutions. CBD is related to the supplement channel, and the evaluation process for supplements and CBD are very similar. So I knew that that's where it would end up.
Mm-hmm. It's
really exciting.
It points to this as a real grassroots movement, right? That it's from the ground up, because people are voting with their feet to embrace products like CBD. to optimize their health, where unfortunately conventional medicine either doesn't have answers or the answers that conventional medicine offers are too laden with side effects and are just not meeting their needs. You know, and we're talking about some areas like anxiety, sleep, pain, where, you know, we've seen really catastrophic situations with pain medications, just horrible addictions developing, sleep medications that don't deliver restorative sleep and leave people groggy and, you know, cause falls and dementia. Same thing in the anxiety field. Many medications addictive, not really addressing the concern. You know, these are complaints of tens and tens of millions of Americans, a very high percentage. So something that addresses that category is going to really take off as CBD did. Now, a question for you, and you know, you can dodge the question. You can say, I don't want to go there, but candidly, you know, there's such a profusion of products out there. I told my personal trainer, who is a former martial arts guy, he's had every conceivable injury in the world, and he's literally racked with pain. I said, you really need to try CBD. So next time I see him, I said, yeah. He says, yeah, I went to the head shop, and I started, I bought some CBD cartridges, and I'm vaping now. And I said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're getting there. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that will happen for a long, long time because we've opened this Pandora's box of cannabinoids and hemp and cannabis and the endocannabinoid system, and it'll take a long time to straighten that out. I would say that, yes, avoid the vape products now, unless you're using it for harm reduction. If you're trying to get off combustion cigarettes and you're doing this with the help of a doctor, I mean, we're in the smokeless tobacco cessation business, so... You know, my heart goes out to people that are addicted to combustion cigarettes, so that's a more complicated public health story. The reality is that cannabinoids work. They work in people that respond to them very quickly, and they don't work in other people. So unlike probiotics that could be dead, or fish oil that was rancid, or herbs that were irradiated or had toxins in there, cannabinoids work. So that puts the consumer in an interesting place, where you either have to go for the highest quality products because you want to make sure that they're tested, tracked, safe, and reproducible, or just get more creative and grow your own. No, seriously. Get more on the craft. No, seriously. Yeah. Get in the craft gardening side and get far away from buying it in a head shop. So I've been evolving my answer on that. Do you like that?
No. I mean, that's sort of a... That's a West Coast answer for sure. Yeah, I think you've been spending too much time in Southern California.
I'm so sorry. No, you're right. You're right. I was trying with all the cannabis people out here to at least be fair. No, yeah. Don't buy garbage CBD products right now because if the structure, this is important. This is important. If you don't make the structure of the molecule correct, then you will actually be speaking to the wrong receptors. And this is true. Pfizer in 1985 tried every imaginable architecture with THC to give you the anti-pain effect without bloodshot eyes, and they failed. Mm-hmm. So bathtub CBD, where the stereoisomerization and the chirality is wrong, that's where the class action lawsuits are going to be. I'll get serious here. That's where the feds are going to come down. Mm-hmm. That's where there's going to be a giant problem from garbage stuff. So the grow-it-yourself thing was just to try to not get myself in trouble with the activists.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. And you know, CV Sciences obviously makes a standardized product. There's a, you know, big research and quality control component. That's where I like my patients to start because I like them to get, you know, a good experience. Because, you know, if you just say to someone, well, why don't you try CBD? Well, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to go to, you know, some retail store. And there's like now a million products. It's just overwhelming. You know, you don't want to be disappointed. You want to give it a good shot, see if you're a good responder. But you also don't want to be exposed to, you know, perhaps some adulterants or perhaps get a product that just doesn't deliver adequate amount of the ingredients to make a difference for you.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And then the formal toxicology work, and I'd spoken about this before on the show, but many new people listening, years ago, CV Sciences invested in an assessment of the genotoxicity and subchronic toxicity of our supercritical fluid extract of what we call the aerial parts of hemp, the above ground parts. Mm-hmm. And this was peer-reviewed and in the Journal of Toxicology. And at Expo East, I handed that paper to three people from the FDA, listen, with ginormous smiles on their face. Mm-hmm. Now, I had been communicating with them for some time, but they had not seen the finished paper.
Well, you're speaking their language, because that's what they want to rely on. They don't want to rely on just hollow assurances like, you know, it's safe, it's fine, you know, we checked it out. They want to see documentation. Yep. Yeah.
This is what they want. In fact, when the FDA hearing came up a couple months ago, there were 130 people. My boss, Dr. Duffy Mackay, we'll have him on now. Mm-hmm. He spoke.
Oh, by the way, he's a very, very central guy in the nutritional supplement industry. He was with RCN? What's it called?
The CRN, the Council of Responsible Nutrition. Yeah.
Right.
He was second in command.
Yep.
He was the senior vice president of scientific.
And he knows regulation. He knows regulation.
Like
and that's,
nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he took the job here because we have this tox paper. And when he saw that, he said, wait a minute, you have the foundation for a new dietary ingredient application to FDA? Okay, great. I'll leave government and I'll join forces. And so we've been putting together this argument that
he knows how to talk to those government bureaucrats. He's a good person to responsibly vet claims about CBD and represent your company. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Stuart Tomk of CB Sciences, makers of CBD products. So what's the status now? Because frankly, I'm confused. There's a polyglot of laws and regulations that govern CBD. I notice in New York, which is a pretty, you know, free-for-all kind of town, they banned CBD additives to foods. You could go to a CBD bar, you know, and get a CBD-infused whatever, smoothie. And they don't allow that anymore. That's one restrictive regulation. Maybe you're not that enthused about, you know, putting CBD into candies, gummies that, you know, elementary school kids can get a hold of. But there's no standard regulation, and federal government still considers hemp-derived CBD products, what, quasi-legal, illegal? What's the status?
Okay, so first of all, the status of the plant. The good news is the plant is no longer a controlled substance, the hemp plant.
So that's an improvement.
Low THC. Is no longer controlled stuff, and farmers can get crop insurance.
Okay.
So there's billions of dollars that's going into agriculture. Now, when the bill was passed, and I knew this was going to happen. And
that was the big agricultural bill last year, right?
Yeah, the farm bill, and it liberated hemp from being an illegal controlled substance, and it said in the bill, the FDA will still retain all of its power and authority. Very clear. Food and Drug Administration. So this is where our expertise and someone like Dr. Duffy really comes in handy, because, you know, we followed the whole fish oil as a prescription drug, as a dietary supplement, as a conventional food, and how conventional foods have certain claims, dietary supplements have claims, and prescription drugs have claims, different swim lanes, different laws. Mm-hmm. So we are very confident that with what we are hearing through CRN, which we're members now, isn't that great? So now we're members of the Council of Responsible Nutrition and our contacts on the Hill, that there will not be, listen closely, there will not be a legislative railroad. They're going to jam it back through FDA because they have the machinery. And to your point, New York is right. You don't allow drugs and food. You don't put Seroquel in smoothies. You don't put cholesterol-lowering medication. Come on!
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with people.
Yeah.
So, of course, you will not have it, and there'll be no brownies like they used to have with melatonin. You remember the melatonin brownies with space cakes?
Yeah.
They got rid of them.
Tastes pretty good, but give that to a little kid.
I know they did. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
They didn't want truck drivers eating brownies and passing out on melatonin. So
exactly.
We believe, again, now I'm getting too excited here. It's our opinion that the government will restrict hemp extract with low naturally occurring levels of CBD as dietary supplements, provided you can demonstrate what's in there, that it's safe for the intended use, and that it is effective, and that you have aftermarket adverse event reporting to show that it's safe. All of that together will allow you to sell a hemp extract, not a drug. That'll be different. Those will have different rules.
What about
anyway? That's how we see it going down.
And what about WADA? You know, for athletes, professional and amateur athletes, because you know it really seems like the ideal supplement if you're having DOMS, you know, delayed onset muscle soreness, you know, maybe you're a Tour de France rider, and you want to take something, you know, you're revved up after you know cycling 200 kilometers. And you want to take something to assure you of a better night's sleep and maybe, you know, waking up a little less sore. What's going to be the status of pure CBD? You know, we're not talking a marijuana, THC. We're talking just the CBD products.
Yeah, I think there are two different options. The first is Dr. Maroon, who will also get on your show, who's on our board, who's with
the
NFL. With
love him, and I've had him on the show many times in the past.
Yeah. I knew. Yeah, he knew. He knows you, and I couldn't wait to tell you that he's on our team now. In any case, he went to go teach the NFL, and he called and asked me, he said, "Are you going to test positive on plus CBD oil?" I said, "Look, it could be possible.
Yes.
So let's use the roll-on." So now we have this new roll-on with camphor and menthol and the gold oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a roll-on. I'll send you some.
Oh, okay,
so
excellent.
We can use that the cannab. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I will say this. Hypothetically, somebody who takes CBD capsules or tinctures, there might be enough THC to trigger a positive drug test. Yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you want to be hardcore when you say N-O with a O, N-O. Now, what WADA did, which was clever, most people didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
They approved, to your point, pure isolated CBD, which would technically be an investigational new drug belonging to GW Pharma called Epidiolex.
That's the seizure drug.
So if you're selling or trading, so you can't be doing that if you want to be respectful of FDA's position, which is why we don't have an isolated product. That being said, if you do want to take a product internally and run the lowest possible risk of failing a drug test, then yes, take an isolated CBD product and go into HR or go into your trainers or whoever and map it out ahead of time that you're not taking THC, only CBD. Because some people are doing that and with good success.
And I've offered that to patients because I have patients who are, you know, uniformed services or military, and, you know, 100%. They've wanted to use it. And I said, look, you know, I'll stand by you and I will make this a medical prescription. That we're not using it for recreational purposes, that there is a medical dimension to this, and that, you know, should you test positive, it's not because you're using a recreational drug. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. No,
I'm so happy that we're finally getting. So even on the full spectrum stuff or only the isolate you do that with?
On the full spectrum stuff, yeah.
Our gold oil.
Yeah.
Our gold oil.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Because I don't use the GW Pharma.
Things are changing.
Yeah. I don't use the GW Pharma thing. But, you know, the problem is it is in flux. And I think, you know, we as consumers, I'm part of the Alliance for Natural Health. And one of the ANH's campaigns is to free CBD from undue government regulation. I mean, yes, don't put it in a smoothie that, you know, you can offer to, you know, junior high school kids, middle school kids on the way home from school, or in a brownie, but, make it available, because it's, you know, it's a nutritional supplement. And, you know, we're all about making nutritional supplements, you know, increasing access to legitimate nutritional supplements.
You know, my only response to that is I think we're bleeding into this uncharted territory where, depending on the dose and the concentration, it's actually both the way that highly concentrated fatty acids are. So all of us will have to get more intelligent and be more aware of different product, different market, different customer, So I think the lower concentration stuff, like our gold soft gel, meets all the safety efficacy mm-hmm. standards. You're right. When we can prove 3, 4, 5 a day with hepatic safety, meaning there is some evidence online that high dose isolated CBD, you might have seen this, in mega doses has mm-hmm. some issues with liver. Well, of course it does. It's mm-hmm. like the grapefruit juice effect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once that fear settles down, I think we'll have something that's a little bit north of caffeine and south of alcohol. So it may require a little bit more kit gloves than some of our other supplements. That's why I'm happy to hear that you like the idea that it shouldn't be in food. We don't need it in brownies or smoothies. It needs to be in a controlled deliverable system.
We could go on and on, but to conclude, I want to get this in. New abstract, one of the studies that you sent me, cannabidiol in anxiety and sleep, a large retrospective case series at a psychiatric clinic. Tell us about that study.
Okay, again, Scott Shannon, Shannon, MD. I'm so honored that we get to be part of this. This was the largest case series, showed that low-dose CBD supplementation was generally reported to improve anxiety and mildly improve sleep in 72 men and women, and the anxiety scores decreased within the first month 79.2%, and the oil was provided by CV Sciences. So stay tuned, and you can find that paper at pubmed.gov, P-U-B-M-E-D.gov.
Okay, we touched on pretty much everything you wanted to cover on today's podcast.
One last thing.
Here, please, go.
Thing.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people that this whole idea, when you think of what makes CBD Sciences and plus CBD oil different, the elevator pitch is the seed is certified. They're certified hemp seeds. They're Fedora and Futura. The extraction is patented. We created that technique with short path distillation, converting our green into gold, converting the green into gold. The safety is established with our generally recognized as safe, first ever formal toxicology work proving the no observed adverse effect level. That safety is critical for FDA, and it's effective in preclinical and now a randomized controlled trial in human subjects, showing that for $2 a day that you eat less, sleep better, and feel better. Eat less, sleep more, and feel better. I mean, it's incredible. And then when it comes to service, we've done this now long enough, we can answer the questions and we can say yes. So I know I had my little West Coast moment there where I said, grow your own. But if you want a high quality CBD product, trust.
I don't know if they'll allow that on my. I don't know if they'll allow that on my rooftop garden. You know, on the 40th floor of my Manhattan high rise where I live. So I think I may have to.
You're right. It's not Emerald Triangle. Go down to Wilner Chemist or someplace
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Wilner Chemist carries it. I mean, it's amazing. You go in there and there's like, you know, so much in the way of CBD products.
Do you know how hard that is to get in there? No, seriously, for a second. I know Arnie and these,
yeah.
I know these people for, it's impossible to get in there. You know why?
You
know what they sell? What sells? Here's what they say. Stu, does it sell? No, not yet, but it's great. When it sells, come bring it back. We sell what sells. When it sells, we sell it.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
No, I love that. So the best, no, it's great.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The proving ground. Think about it. It's the proving ground. We sell there now because it works and because it sells.
So you made the grade. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you know how hard it is in Manhattan, right?
I know. It's shelf space. It's like you have to earn shelf space. No, I get it. Okay.
It's the highest priced real estate in the world.
So final note, you know, I hedge my bets at bedtime. I take one gold cap, and I take one from the green bottle, the green capsule, together. You know, so I'm getting whatever a synergy of those two products. And I got to tell you, my sleep is just off the charts. And you know, without morning hangover, you know, I wake up alert, and it's great. So I'm a big fan. Thank you. You've helped, your company has helped family members, many of my patients. I continue to recommend CV Sciences. What's the handle so that people can get information about CV Sciences products? It's pluscbdoil.com.
Pluscbdoil, and on Facebook, pluscbdoil, and follow our videos and our education. And thank you for letting me share this exciting message.
You know, your enthusiasm is contagious. You know, you're real excited about what you do, and you communicate that beautifully. So thank you so much, and you know, keep up the great work. We'll get you back on in a few months, or maybe some of the other great people that work at CV Sciences to provide you know, some complimentary perspective on what the products are doing. I know that Dr. Maroon, his what he works on is a lot of TBI, traumatic brain injury. And that's
yeah,
that's
we'll have, yeah, we should have him on to talk about some of the patients and how they're doing. He's been using
concussions sort of, and so on. Yeah, he devised the concussion protocol for the currently used concussion protocol for the National Football League. He's a really prominent he's a neurosurgeon who has been a big proponent of both fish oil, first fish oil, and now he's on to CBD. So good stuff.
We'll have him on next. We'll have him on next.
Let's arrange that. Okay. Hey, thanks.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Send samples.
I will. I'll send a big box right now.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. That was Stuart Tomp from CV Sciences. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol. My personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.